Hi everybody, this is Tari, and this is our third week with Angel Coaches, and we're excited to be here tonight. I'll give you guys a little bit of information about me, and then we'll introduce Kareem, but my name's Tari, and I've been able to see and talk to angels since the age of 3, and to also people that have transferred on the other side, so that's a cool thing too. But what I'd like to do now is talk to Kareem. Kareem, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. So tell everybody how you got started with metaphysics. It started for you at a young age as well, right?
Yes, it did. My first experience with angels was when I was 6 years old. And I knew at that age, strange because, you know, we were talking about this before, you know, being 6 years old and knowing that I was talking to angels. It was quite a profound experience with me. And ever since then, from the age of 16 to 14, I would speak to them regularly. And then at the age of 14, you know, I started to get really clear visions of what people were going through and what was going to happen and all that. And I scared myself and I asked for, the visions to be blocked for a period of time because I just wasn't understanding it and comfortable with it because I would get visions of people getting into car accidents, getting falling off their bike, you know, going into the hospital, over and over again with all my friends and my relatives. And, so for about 3 years, I took a break from it. And, so until from the age of 17 up until now, I've been, working with angels and, tapping into, you know, the higher self of myself and others and, into the intuition from spirit.
Oh, wow. Wow. So you're tuned in and you're getting messages. I never stopped tuning in. I always liked it because, they would always tune in when they, this is the right guy for you, Tari. This is not the right guy for you. I'm like, can you just be quiet? Let me have fun. Anyway.
Oh, wow. See, I wish, doesn't everybody wishes they had those kind of angels, right? Because then it would prevent a lot of heartbreak in our personal relationships, right?
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Yeah, but the only time that I always like wanted them to tell me the answers on the test when I was in school, college, and high school. They wouldn't do that.
Life would be too easy in that. You know, that's the thing with angels, you know. They'll only tell you things, you know, just so much, but they will never prevent you from learning your own lessons. You know, you wish – they tell you things about other people, never about yourself. And you're just like, why can't you – I'm asking you, but just tell me. Just tell me. They won't do it. They won't do it. But for other people, it's an open book. They'll tell you everything.
Right? Exactly. Hey, you know, we were going to talk tonight about soulmates, twin souls, twin flames, and that kind of thing. So what's your thoughts about that? I want to talk about that.
Well, I believe that, you know, every person that you come across to in this life is a soulmate at some level of yours, because they're all teachers. We're all here to teach, and that's the reason why we're here is for our soul's growth, to perfect our souls. And, you know, every person that you come across, whether it's your friend, your teacher, your employer, you know, your husband, your wife, your parents, they're all your soulmates on some level. You know, but we're here to talk about soulmates on a personal level, right? In love relationships, right?
Right.
That's what everyone wants to hear. So soulmates, you know, you can have more than one soulmate in your lifetime. You can have several, actually. All the people that you've been with since you were a teenager have been your soulmates on some level. They've taught you some important lessons, and they came into your life for specific reasons. So you don't just meet somebody, you know, by accident. It's all the synchronicity of your soul's growth that is drawing them into your life. And the same thing with your twin flame. Your twin soul is the perfect complement to where you're at in your life right now. And that's, what do you think is the difference between a twin soul and a soulmate, Tari?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you something. Soulmate, they look good when we first meet them, okay? And then after you spend some time with them, sometimes there can be challenges, right? Is that the difference between a twin flame and a soulmate, or what's the difference in your book? Because maybe twin flame can be challenging as well.
That's right. I feel that it all has to do with where you're at in your life.
I'm kind of advocate, actually.
Right. Tari, we've got Bruce from Chicago on line 2. You want to take this call?
Yeah. Hi, Bruce. Okay. How are you?
Yes, hi, I'm Bruce. Doing fine. Thanks to yourself.
Good, thank you. You got a great accent, by the way.
Thank you very much.
They hear that all the time. I'm going to let Corinne start. So, Corinne, go ahead. What's your question, Bruce?
Basically, I just wanted to know, if there's anything that the angels would like to, give me guidance for the next couple of months ahead, or any information that comes through would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, well, that's great. So when's your birthday?
My birth date is 052677.
Okay, go ahead, Corinne. You start, and then I'll finish up.
052677. It's May 6th. Okay. Oh, that's my brother's birthday. You're a Taurus. Okay. I'm picking up something that has to do with work. Work. Okay. And it feels as though, I'm not quite sure if this is accurate or not, but I'm picking up like a project that you are working on, some kind of goal that is happening in the next 5 months. Something that you're working on for the next 5 months. And it's been it feels like it's a steady progress. 5 months is something, it'll be the conclusion of whatever it is that you're working on in the next 5 months. And it feels as though it's not going to be a challenge. It doesn't feel like it's a challenge at all. It feels like it's just a good accolade for a job well done. It's not, anything that's going to be challenging for you. And then personal life. Let's see. Tree, do you want to take this one? Let me see if I can pick up our own personal life.
No,
I'm picking up just work right now.
Okay, because I picked up work as well. Bruce, what do you do for a living?
At the moment I am actually not working, but I'm very much in the health related field, mind, body, spirit, all those kind of the whole holistic kind of approach.
Okay. Well, here's what I pick up when you answered the phone. I felt like there was a career change coming for you. So she's picking up project. What I feel is that you're going to be able to work in your field. In the mind, body, spirit, but it's the project that she's probably picking up is like a place where you're going to be able to practice and to do. Do you do Reiki? Do you do anything like that?
I do practice, and I have practiced for a few years of different healing modalities, so yes.
Okay. Well, you're getting ready to get some recognition for it and to have something where it feels like it's more stable. You understand where there's money coming in? Right. And then there's also a woman. Are you engaged or not engaged, but are you involved with somebody?
I am actually married.
Are you? Okay. That's always good. Marriage is good. Because love and money are the same coin, just different sides. So as you become more involved with a woman on the woman that are getting in your career with health and wellness, it looks like too that there is also some sort of move with you guys, but your income's going to be stable, where you're going to have more money, where you're going to be able to have the life of your dream. You understand my attraction, that law of attraction?
Right. I keep getting 5 months. Like 5 months is just, it's, they're saying 5 months, really strong. And it's coming from all directions. It's 5 months, 5 months, 5 months over and over again. So 5 months from now, what are we in? So that's August, September. I think you're going to see a big change. Something is happening in 5 months.
Hey, there's a little baby too.
I think I may know. Yeah.
Okay.
You think you may know? That's good.
Too. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you guys. There's a little baby on the horizon too. I just to let you guys know. That's what I feel. That's a choice. You're like,
okay.
I don't want a baby until there's money.
One doesn't have to happen first before the other. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what I feel too, Bruce, as well. That's something there. Does that help you?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, ladies.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
You have a wonderful day too. Wow, that was fun. Anyway, so we were talking about soulmates, twin souls. Sounds like he's got his soulmate, twin soul. Should ask him that, you know. So, Corinne, what do you feel about, can you hear me okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'm having a little harder time hearing you, so I don't know what's going on there. Talk to me, what were you saying before he called in about that?
Well, we were talking about soulmates and twin souls, and I think it'd be great. I think everyone wants to hear how we can attract our soulmates into our lives. What can we do to ensure that our soulmate arrives in our lives and we can experience a loving relationship, right? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have been struggling with this. So there are some steps that we can take to ensure that our soulmates come to us. Of course, they're going to come to us at the right time, you know, but we want them to come to us for the right reasons and have them be the right type of soulmate that is perfect for our soul's growth. Hello, Therese? Did we lose you? Okay, well, I'm just going to continue talking about then. I'm sure Therese's going to, okay, she's coming back on. The steps that we can take to ensure our soulmates arrive in our lives, and how can we do that? You know, you have to be physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually prepared for your soulmate. So how do we do that? Because any of these blockages in any type of these areas can, you know, slow us down into preparing ourselves for our soulmates. So how do you be physically ready for a relationship? You have to feel good about yourself. You have to feel like, you know, you are ready for a soulmate to enter your lives. You have to be not only physically, you know, you have to feel good about the way that you look. And how can you do that? You can, if you've wanted to exercise more, get out and exercise more. If you feel like you need to meditate, do things that make you feel good so that your vibration is higher. And when your vibration is higher, you attract more positive energy into your life. And that again is, you know,
Good.
You're back.
Totally off.
Wonderful. Okay. I was just talking about how do we physically prepare ourselves for our soulmates. So, are you there, Therese? I think we lost her again. Okay. Well, I'm going to go on to the next one then, which is how do we mentally prepare ourselves for a relationship? We have to know that we are ready for relationship. You can't fool yourself. So if you are still wanting to... Okay. Therese, you're back. Okay, good. All right, can you hear? Are you there? Okay, I'll continue. And Therese, when you're back, just pop in. So we have to be mentally prepared. So you can't fool yourself. If you still want to go out and you want to date around...
Can you hear me?
Not ready to, yes. Are you there? Therese? Okay, so I know Therese had a couple of problems with her microphone lately. She's trying to fix that, so I think that's what she's working on right now. So I'm sure she'll pop back in when we get her back on the line. Okay, so mentally preparing yourself for a relationship. If you still want to go out and date around, or you're not quite sure if you want to settle down yet, your mind isn't prepared for it, then you have to just wait then until you know for sure that you want a relationship, because you can't fool yourself. I had a friend that went through a breakup, and you know, she told me, you know, I just want to find the right person. I'm so tired. You know, I'm ready to just settle down. I just want to get married. But she was still going through the pain of her last relationship. And so mentally, she wasn't prepared to move on yet. She wasn't prepared to meet her next soulmate. She was still, you know, trying to heal herself from the past hurts, and she wasn't ready to forgive yet. All the while, she was telling me, I just want to find the right person. I just want to meet, you know, a guy that can treat me right and this and that. And, you know, I told her, I said, you know, just wait until you're ready. When you're ready, you will meet the right person, because you can't fool yourself. You can't force yourself faster than you're ready for. And, you know, slowly she started to heal the past. And the moment that she finally let go of the past and realized that she was completely 100% ready to move forward, she started dating again, and now she's in a new relationship, and they're getting ready to get married. So again, what I was saying is that it's important for you to be mentally prepared. You can't trick yourself. You can't trick the universe. The universe will always bring people to you in divine timing. So, and it's just amazing that my friend, at the moment that she told me, you know what, today is the day. I am ready to move on now. I've let go of everything. The next day, she met someone. So it was just a fantastic coincidence brought upon by the universe. All right, so Therese's still not back yet. So I'll talk about the next one, which is emotionally ready. How do you make yourself emotionally ready for a soulmate relationship? You have to be positive, and you have to think positive thoughts about yourself. If you are in a place of lack, where you're constantly thinking about, oh, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm not successful enough. I don't have enough money. I'm not skinny enough. I'm not pretty enough. I don't have the right kind of house, or the car, or this and that. You will not attract the right kind of soulmate relationship into your life. So it's very important that you always maintain a positive aspect about yourself. You've got to love yourself, and love everything about yourself. You can't come in a place of lack. So that's, again, about raising your vibration to a positive place. So how do you do that? Every time that you think about a negative thought inside your head, where you got to catch yourself. So when you think about yourself and you go, you know what, I'm just not pretty enough. I'm just not skinny enough. I don't look good. I don't feel good. Replace it with a positive thought. You know, appreciate what it is that you have in your life that you are grateful for. Think about the friends that give you love. Think about the family members that you have that give you love. And just come with a place of appreciation and gratitude. And that will instantly change your vibration and attract more positive energy and more positive experiences into your lives. Okay, so, and that's about being emotionally ready. If you stay negative, you'll attract negative vibration energies towards you. If you are positive about yourself and you come from a place of love, you will attract more of that into your life. And that's what we all want. Okay, the next step is, how can we become spiritually ready? Now, soulmate relationships come into your life for your soul's growth. So I touched on it before, which was about raising your vibration and being in tune with your soul and your spiritual growth. How do you do that? You look back on the past relationships that you've been in and you think to yourself, okay, what have I learned from that? What have I learned from all of the people that I've been with and shared my life with? And what have they taught me? What have I taught them? And what would I like to experience next? What would I like to learn next? What is it about myself and what I'm going through that still needs a little bit of help? And when you recognize those things, the next person that you draw into your life will be your partner in that journey. They will be the person that will help you learn the next lessons in your life. And that's when you know that you've attracted the right person. The next person that you meet will be appropriate for your soul's growth. And that's really important, because if we go about life not really thinking about who you are and what you want and what you've really learned, you will keep on attracting the same type of person into your life. We all have all known people, right? Or maybe you've experienced it yourself, where you keep attracting the same type of person into your life. They're the same person that continually is unfaithful, or same kind of person that continually always wants to maintain control over you. Or you feel like you want to control them. Or they're an A-type personality that likes to always take the lead. Or they're more submissive and they want you to take the lead. When you start to see those kind of patterns happen in your life, where you start attracting one person after another is the same type of relationship, that's when you need to take a step back and really look at yourself. Because the only continuing factor in all these relationships is you. Everyone else is different, right? But you are the only factor that is still the same, which means it has to start from you. So you've got to take a look at yourself and think about, you know, what it is that am I not learning here? What is the reason why I keep attracting people that are the jealous type or the...
I don't know.
Oh, okay, great. There you are. Perfect.
I know. Hey, how are you?
Oh, there's a little bit of an echo there. Hopefully Seth can fix that.
Okay, well, I'm glad I'm back. So let's talk a little bit about, I am so sorry about that, so we'll go on and do what we can do. You were talking about Twin Soul, and tell me what we're at with it.
Okay, so, I went through and I talked about how to be physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually ready for your soulmate relationship. So I touched on each of those points. And then what I was just talking about before you got on was, looking at your past relationships and seeing if there's a pattern there, right? Because a lot of times people attract the same type of person over and over again into the relationships, right? Like the same kind of person that's, they're always with people that are always jealous, or they're always with people that are controlling, or, you know, or they find people that they would like to control themselves, you know? So what is...
Right.
What do we do then? It's everybody around you changes, right? But the one factor that remains the same is always you. So that's when it's important to take a look and see, you know, what is it about yourself that you haven't learned yet, right? And then think about Go ahead.
Go ahead. One of the things that is important to do is whenever you get out of a relationship, instead of
okay, I think she's jumped off of that, jumped off of the call, and she might be coming back on right now in a second. Sorry about that, you guys. We're having a little bit of technical problems. I know Therese, working on fixing her microphone. Darn technology. I'm sure she can hear, but she just can't speak, so she'll pop in a second. Again, so it's important to look at ourselves and see where...
I'm back, Kareem.
You're perfect. You sound perfect now. Fantastic.
Oh, okay, good. Anyway, I live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I don't live out in the boondocks, so I'm not sure what the problem is. Probably my computer. But anyway, I'm glad that we've got a great team of people to help.
Yeah, you sound great. What were you saying before?
What I was saying is, a lot of times what happens is when we are in relationships, okay, and we're looking for a twin soul or twin flame, and then the same kind of thing keeps happening over and over again in the relationship, that, you know, different people. So you get out of one and you go into another. Then the only constant is you meaning anyone that, you know, that has been in different relationships. So then you say, okay, how can I get a better relationship? So then you say, okay, what's going on within me? And the person that you're involved with or the people that you've been involved with is only, you know, they're looking, it's like a mirror reflecting back to you. So they're only reflecting something that you need to look at or heal within yourself. Does that make sense?
Right. That's perfect. Therese, we've got Heather from Florida on line 3.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
That's my daughter.
Oh my gosh, I've heard so much about you. I've heard so much about you, Heather. It's such a pleasure to find
you. Anyway, this is my daughter. She says, I never can talk to you and ask you questions about the angels. And she goes, I have to call and make an appointment. So I'm like, this is that.
I'm looking for my angel coaching.
Anyway, what was that you called?
My translator.
Okay. Anyway, Kareem, why don't you go ahead with Heather first? Because I know that she would like to have a relationship. She would also like to do really well with money. So what do you feel for my daughter in her future? She's 18, going on 30. Sometimes she's the mom and I'm the daughter, and sometimes
that's always the case, though, because we all learn from each other, right?
There you go. Works for me. Anyway, so what do you feel with Heather, if it's okay? I told her to call in because I said, come talk to you.
Okay, so Heather, you're not dating anyone right now, though, right?
No.
Okay. I'm getting the letter, the number 3. And I see a man coming for you. And he has, he's got brown hair. He has pale skin. The letter B. And the number 3. So that could mean, it feels more like 3 months. But 3 could sometimes mean 3 weeks, 3 days, 3 hours even. You may pick up the phone and go meet him at the store. But I'm feeling like it's 3 months. 3 months. Uh-huh. And he's got brown hair, pale skin. Brown hair, pale skin, the letter B. And it feels like you will date him, but it's not a, I don't want to say this because I don't want to, it just feels like it's a short-term relationship, mm-hmm. Something that is going to last a couple of months, but not be, there's not going to be like a tremendous amount of heartbreak. It feels like it's just a light kind of energy, friendship, pleasant. There is romance. I definitely feel romance. But it's not like, this is the one you're going to marry. It's more of just a temporary thing. And it feels like it's kind of like just for your enjoyment. That's what it feels like. Just for your pleasure is what I'm hearing in my head. Like just for your pleasure, just for fun, just for your pleasure. Yeah. I keep hearing that. It's like a, they keep saying just for your pleasure. You know, but again, you always have a choice with everything, right? You can make it a relationship as serious as you want it to be or not as serious as you want it to be. Everybody always has a choice in it.
Right.
So, but the way that I'm feeling and picking up on energy is that it's a very light, just a very light energy. It's nothing very super intense. And it's
like
just for your
I
pleasure.
That sounds like something I would definitely be open to.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, and that's why I think that's why they're saying it's just for your pleasure. It's kind of like it feels as though it's something that you have been, you just like need to have some fun. And this
true.
Is what, yeah, and this is what it, you know, it's being given to you as like a gift. Like this is just for fun. And then there's another man coming up right after him, though.
Wow.
And I can't see, but that one seems like a friend. that one is a friend energy. Yeah, but this one is, I mean, it's good. I mean, people, and this, he can be your, he's your soulmate. You know, we're on the topic of soulmates. He's your soulmate because he's giving you the gift of having fun and some enjoyment in your life. Which is, it feels like you've been needing that kind of like outlet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. May I
add on this one too? Heather, I know that you and I, you're my daughter, but one of the things that I do see, and I wanted her to share this stat with you, is I feel like the guy that you're getting ready, she's seeing 3 months, 3 weeks, you know, 3 hours, wouldn't that be great?
3 seconds. My,
yeah,
3 minutes,
right? One of the things that I see for you is that he does have an amazing, it feels like his eyes are like, there's a lot of depth in his eyes. So, you know, and it's someone to just teach you to open up, and that's a good thing. Hopefully you won't be marrying for a long, long time, all right? No, I'm just I'm her mom. But anyway, you're getting ready to meet someone that, and I feel it's someone that will be good to you and treat you with respect, because you treat yourself with respect. That's one of the things that she's really good about, just in just in this year, just really got hold of that at 18. So good for you. And money's coming, okay? Because you're, how many books have you read? You're a big one for personal development. So how many books have you read in the past few months?
Aren't I supposed to be trying to make you look good?
Okay, no. You're calling. That's all you need to do. Anyway, and she's my biggest, you know, it's hard to be a prophet in your own home, but Heather's got her own connection with angels and the other side. So she's,
yeah.
I have a question about that. Am I allowed to?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, because we want Corinne
to
answer it first.
I've been trying to connect to my angels, and I'm struggling, and I've been meditating, and I feel like I have, like, a lot of fear, like, blocking that, you know, like, a lot of dread, like, oh, it's, every time I try, you know, like, I'll take a deep breath in and try and hear what they're saying, like, I feel like it's not going to happen again, and sure enough, it doesn't. So, is there anything that my angels have to tell me, like, you know?
To tell you about that, I mean, I really feel that it's, your angels are communicating with you all the time, all the time, and the reason why you may not feel that you are connecting with them, it is your own block, it's your own doubt that it will happen, and so you kind of you block it. And the key to that is just to kind of don't have any expectations going into it, and just release any expectation about how they have to show up to you. You know, whether or not you want them to, you want to hear them, feel them, see them, all of that. Just let them know that you're open to however they show up for you, and they will. is when you release that expectation, they'll come to you a lot easier because they're trying to get through to you right now. They are. They're always trying. They're always sending you messages. It's just that you might be stuck on a certain way that they need to show up for you. You're expecting to hear them or yeah. feel them or something like that, right? So when you just kind of give it up to them and say, you know, however you come through to me, I will take it. Show me whatever signs you want to show me in the best way that I will receive it. Because again, if they feel that you might be scared to see them, they won't appear to you in full form, you know, because they don't want to scare us. If you are completely open to all avenues, they will show up in all different sorts of ways. It might be that they might show up because they might throw coins on your path like that, or they might show up and send you a message in a song that you might hear. Or it just might be, and you probably are getting those messages, but you probably think it's yourself talking in your head, right? You're probably thinking that it's just your own thoughts, but those thoughts are coming from them as well. So one really good thing is just to kind of, when you're in that meditating state, really just release all of the expectation about how they need to show up to you. And
Heather, one of the things I'm seeing for you is that you're a runner. So a lot of times you'll be getting messages in with running. And I know that ladybugs, you've gotten messages before with the ladybugs. Mm-hmm. I asked for that again. My daughter, about a year ago last summer, she asked to see a ladybug. And what did you see, 100 ladybugs or something like that? Wasn't that one of those?
Oh, yeah, just tons of, like, the most beautiful experience. They were all over the place, and I was, like, one of the worst days of my life.
What a gift. That's you can ask for that again. Like what Cherie was saying is definitely, if that is the way that has really touched your heart, ask for that again, and they will have ladybugs all over you again. What a gift. Aww. What a gift.
Yeah, it was. I want that again.
Well, ask for it, but when you let it go and just, you know, say, okay, when you least expect it, it'll show up for you again, my dear.
Yeah.
Okay?
I know, and not to, like, get caught up in, like, what form and, like, running, that's good. I hadn't thought of that. So.
Yeah, no, I just saw that clairvoyantly. I just saw you running and you getting messages there. So ask for it then, okay? Anyway,
well, thank you for coming on.
Okay. Nice I'll talking to you, later. Heather.
Me too.
Anyway, Heather, like I said, when she gets married, hopefully it'll be a long time from now, all right? And enjoy dating. The process of dating is always good.
That's right.
All right, take care, honey. I'll talk to you later. She's so beautiful.
And
that's one of the things I want to talk to you about is, like, dating. Because people think, okay, when is he going to come? When is she going to come? And how, but they forget about just enjoying the process of dating, you know, and getting to know someone. Right? Don't you think so?
Right. I agree. Because that is the process. Dating is the process, you know.
Right.
But there are people out there, you know, that probably are not dating, right? And we probably, you know, let's talk about that. There's probably people out there that have been trying to date. I was earlier when you were off the call, I was talking about a friend of mine who had gone through a breakup, and she kept saying to me, I just want to date. I just want to find the right person. Like, why can't I just find someone? I go out and I go to these places and I just never meet anybody. All the while, you know, she wasn't really completely healed from her last relationship. So it's like she couldn't trick herself into being ready for a relationship, you know, and that's why it never showed up for her, you know. And when she finally did release the past and let go of all the past hurts, and she forgave herself and forgave the other person that was involved, and she knew in her heart that she was ready, the next day she found someone. And they've been dating ever since. And that actually happened with a boss of mine, too. When she finally realized, you know, she was ready,
right.
She went out that night and found someone.
Oh, that's good. Well, yeah, but let me ask you a question, and I want to see how you feel about this. Some people go, well, I don't want to be by myself. So they're dating someone or they're in a relationship with someone, and I get this all the time when I'm talking to people. They go, well, when is he coming or when is she coming? When you let the old go, then the new can come in. And you got to have that faith, that moment of faith where you can just walk by yourself. But you're never really by yourself with your angels in meditation waiting for that person to come in. But then it becomes not waiting, it's developing yourself and becoming more of who you really are. Do you know what I mean? I mean, that sounds so... Because I haven't been in a relationship in myself in 3 years, right? But I'm cool with that. I've met guys in a date, and I've recently met someone who... Let's see how it goes. But one of the things that I go, okay, so I don't attract that same kind of person again. And you've done the same thing. I think you were by yourself for a year, right? Mm-hmm. What did you do? Mm-hmm. Did you feel like you were by yourself? Or
no, yeah. I didn't. I was very conscious about as we say, living a single life during that time, because I knew I needed some time for self-reflection. I wanted to take that time to kind of gather up all of the things that I've learned from my previous relationships and grow from them and allow my soul to grow through them. I would go on a couple of dates here and there, and it just didn't feel right for me. I knew that I didn't want to pursue any of those, and subsequently, because I knew I didn't want to pursue any of them, they didn't turn out to be the right person for me anyways. I just wasn't captivated by them because I knew I wasn't quite there yet. I think it's so important to do that, you know. To read, we've got Linda from Philly online too.
Oh, okay, good. Let's talk to her. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
Hi, Linda.
How are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay, thanks.
Okay, well, I'm going to let Corrine start, and then I'll finish up, okay? By the way, your soulmate's coming, twin soul. Go ahead. That's what I pick up. What do you pick up?
She's on the brink of it. Is that what you're asking, Linda, or are you?
Well, my question is this. I have a couple questions. First of all, I've been married for a long time, 22 years, and I am married to a soulmate. I'm sure of it. We've been sure of that since we met at age 15 and 17.
Oh, wow.
I have two children, beautiful children, and it's been a very hard time. I had an accident where I fell, hit my head. I had a bad head and neck injury I'm still recovering from 5 years later. In the process of all of this, it changed my entire life. Circumstances forced me to lose my job, and a lot of things happened. And my spiritual growth started to happen in spite of me. I fought it. It just kept, you know, forcing me to go through this. So I learned that with my husband, as time was going on, that we were disconnecting. And I ended up going to a chiropractor a couple years after my injury. And my chiropractor, the minute I saw him, I knew him. I didn't know why. He looked at me like, oh, there you are. And I was completely shaken by that, the familiarity. He's been working on my neck for every week for the last 3.5 years. And I feel that this is my twin soul. And yet there are many obstacles. We have not spoken of the connection between us. Even after 3.5 years, he's my doctor. He's married. I'm married. We're in a very difficult situation. He doesn't tell me about his marriage. I know mine is coming to a close. And one of my questions that I was hoping for an answer to is basically, you know, can you have a soulmate where your time with them is meant to be over? Because someone of a higher, maybe you're moving up, you know, on a spiritual, you're moving up higher, so you need a higher soulmate, is kind of what I'm feeling is happening. And this one is the ultimate. I mean, when he worked on me 1 week, about 9 months ago, I had sparks coming out of my chest. I literally saw sparks, and he jumped back 2 feet. We didn't speak of it, you know, and I'm thinking, what is this connection? Why does he finish my sentences? Why does he know everything about me? Why do we have all these parallels in our lives that are really bizarre? You know, our fathers being born at the same time, or, you know, each having an alcoholic parent, each having a brother who's mentally ill. I mean, we have every circumstance the same. It's almost like I have O negative blood type, he has O positive blood type. You know, it's just, it's freaking us both out, I think, without us having spoken of it. And so anyway, I feel that I'm meant to be with this person. I'm hoping that I'm going to be with them. I'm hoping that my marriage, you know, is ending, that it will end peacefully, and that it is really meant to end, and my husband and I are meant to move on. So those are my questions about my marriage, one, and two, am I going to be with this twin soul?
Okay. That's an amazing story. Thank you for sharing that. What I feel with you is that this, you know, your soul prepares itself to meet its twin soul. And that's the reason why you went through what you went through with your accident. And you had a call to action from your soul with inside yourself to raise to a higher vibration and to gather up all of the knowledge from your marriage and grow with it, right? So you even said, you know, despite yourself, your spirit was calling itself to grow, right? And that's in preparation for your twin flame. So you wouldn't have come to these conclusions, you wouldn't have felt this pull within you if you had not gone, you know, through the things that you've gone through in your life. And so your soul right now is pulling you in towards a different direction. And I what I'm feeling from you is that there is a recognition inside your soul that you have learned what you can from your marriage. And there are still many more things to learn. And that relationship, I feel, is not going to be over. If you do decide to divorce, I don't feel that relationship is forever severed. I feel as though you guys will continue to be good friends, best friends. It's not going to be a... what I'm feeling, picking right now is heartbreak, but an understanding and a love from him that he will let you go. It doesn't feel like it's going to be a difficult separation. It doesn't feel like there's not a turmoil. It's not going to be a difficult divorce if you decide to divorce. It feels like there's an understanding that's involved between the two of you. I understand what you're saying about the doctor, and it does feel that energy that's coming from him is on a different level than the connection that you've had with your husband. It feels entirely different, and it does, when I'm looking at the energy, it feels like it is above it. Not to say that anything's better or anything like that. I'm not saying that. It's just the energy where I'm reading it at is above the energy line between you and your husband. So that then tells me that it could possibly be your twin flame, because a lot of times when we do meet our twin flames, and this will happen also with your soulmate too, where you will feel as though you've known them forever and you don't know why. And you have this deep connection with this person where they almost are like your other half, and that's what a twin flame is. So everything that you're describing is in line with the twin flame, and when I look at the energy, it really feels like it's just higher. It's at a higher vibration. Not to say that it's better or anything like that. It's just that a higher vibration is what I'm feeling it at, and it's like I can feel the static electricity between the two of you, and you're saying that there was that instant spark. I can feel that. It's making my hand tingle. My hands are tingling. I know, okay, tremendously. I'm not being shown whether or not he's going to leave his wife, and maybe that's not for me to say or to know.
Right.
I'm not... Let me ask that again. I'm getting a no to that. To that question, so I can't look into that for you. I'm sorry. I apologize that I can't, but it looks as though he's there, and I don't know. What I can tell you though is that you need to first resolve and settle your situation with your husband first. There's still more growth that you need to go through, though, it feels like. So there's still a process that's going to take place. Mm-hmm. It feels as though I'm getting a 3 to 6. 3 to 6 is what I'm hearing. That's for more growth that needs to take place. Because neither of you are prepared yet to separate, and neither is your doctor either. So there needs to, some things need to transpire between you and your husband first for you guys to finalize that, so that you could then can move on wholeheartedly into a twin flame relationship.
Can I share with you what I'm getting to as well, Linda? There's some money situation going on that's going to really help you.
Okay.
Yes.
That and it's tied in with all of the learning situation. So the money situation is going to be resolved, it feels like, in 2011. 3 to 6, I also feel that that timeline is accurate, 3 to 6 months. Did you say, Kareem, maybe 3 to 6
mm-hmm.
months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not 3 to 6 years, you're like...
No, it's not 3 to 6 years.
I'm ready. Sparks flying off your chest. Yeah, right? The sparks flying off your chest, what the sex will be like, amazing. I'm sorry, should I say that? But that'd be cool.
That's a given, though. That's going
to
happen.
Yeah, that's a given. I didn't mean to blink you blush. I hope that's okay to say that. And then the other thing I feel is that you and your twin soul, your twin flame... Yeah, you guys are supposed to be together. It feels like you guys are going to be together. The relationship with your husband, you guys will be friends after this is all done. But there's someone better for him than you, and there's someone better for you than him, and it's cool that you met him. Most of us don't get that lucky to meet him. I had to kiss a lot of frogs to get my handsome prince, and I'm still waiting for him, by the way. So.
You know, I was not looking, and that's the part that gets me. I thought I was happy. You know, it's the universe kind of brought it in, and I think it's because, you know, on a soul level, I needed it. It's like the universe knows what you need or something,
right.
Maybe more than we know ourselves.
Right.
Yeah,
I was not looking for anything. In fact, I was afraid of it for the first year. I wanted him to go away. Because his energy was destroyed. What's that?
I said, imagine how he feels. Because I think typically women, because we're so concepts-oriented and, you know, where men are more linear and logical. So if you are afraid, imagine how he feels. And by the way, he's only going to mirror you, you know. So really, one of the things I feel in this situation with you is that be really strong, because he's going to be 50% as strong as you are. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So be really strong. And really, really take a look at that money situation, because it's going to resolve itself this year. And then, you're going to have to step it up. But, you know, I that's what I do feel with you.
The end of this year is going to be good changes.
And Angus, not Archangel, he's Ascended Master. Angus, A-N-G-U-S, is with you. He is the one that brings twin flames, twin souls with you. I just keep seeing him all around you. Archangel Michael is for sure seeing him. But yeah, you have that, you know. So I think that's cool. Do you have anything else you want to add to it, Corinne?
No, that's it. That's it. I hope we help, Linda.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Angus is great to be with you. So that's cool. So good deal. Good luck with that. Okay?
I'm grateful. Thank you. That's wonderful.
Oh, we love you. All right, take care.
Love you. Thank you.
All right. So, Corinne, I have a question for you. Let's do something a little bit for you. You know, as I said, I haven't been in a relationship for a few years. I've dated tons of people, and that's met some amazing souls, you know, that have shared a lot of different things with me. I've even gone face painting, you know, on one of my dates. That's been cool.
Oh, my
and I know
goodness.
You have.
Face
anyway.
Painting?
Face painting, yes, exactly. So, you know, it doesn't really...
We'll have to talk about that another time. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing
it. Doesn't really matter what you look like, okay? I try to remember the best dates, okay? And then we went to see the dolphins, which is a great one, too, as well.
Oh, gosh.
But, So, what do you feel like for you? Do you feel like the man that you're with now? Do you feel like it's someone that you're going to marry and be with, or do you feel connected to this person? And how did you prepare yourself to meet him?
Well, you know, like I said, I was single for about a year before before we got together, and I think we touched on this a little bit on one of our conference calls on Tuesdays. I really went into almost like not a hibernation, but it kind of was. It was like a hibernation within my, you know, from the outside influences, to kind of do a self-evaluation of where I was at in my life, because I knew I was done with dating. I didn't want to date anymore. I wanted to be able to find the right person that matched where I was at in my life. And, I went to the beach every day and I meditated, and, finally one day I just thought to myself, you know, I'm just going to visualize and fantasize about the feeling that I would feel, the love that I would feel with this person. I don't know, I didn't know who the person was. I didn't know how they were going to look like or what they would do or any of that. I just knew how I wanted to feel around this person. And I let myself fantasize about this feeling, and I just gathered, I just felt all the love, this amazing love that I would have. And I would allow myself to feel this for a couple minutes. It's kind of foolish when you think about it. Like, I'm just sitting there and I'm feeling all this love around me. Like, I'm just filled with love. But I really, you know, it's about the law of attraction, right? What you're projecting out and what you feel within yourself, you draw towards you, right? So I didn't put an expectation about how he needed to show up for me or who he was going to be or how he looked like or any of that. I didn't put like financial background, family background, none of that. I just knew I wanted to feel this love with a person. And then I met my boyfriend and he and I knew each other, you know, back in high school. We lost touch for the longest time. And I knew when we got back in touch, I knew that I would love him before I even met him. And he felt the same way about me. And he said the same thing. The first time we ever said, I love you to each other, I said to him, I knew I would love you before I met you. And he said, I felt the exact same way that he knew.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And I think, you know, yeah.
Wow. So you said that. Now, how did you say it? Say it again. What did you say? So that's just so beautiful. And you asked your angels to help you, but you didn't concentrate on a person. You concentrated on a feeling, right?
Right, right. Because, you know, I had done that before. Okay, he needs to be, you know, you always get what you ask for. So if you are specific about what you want, like he needs to be, you know, he or she needs to be this tall, look this way, have this color hair, make this much money or whatever, you usually always get what you ask for. And I've always gotten what I've asked for. But this time around, I didn't want to get stuck on that. You know, what was more important to me was the love that I would share with someone. That was what was important. I didn't want to be, and I prayed to the angels to bring me the person that would be best suited for who I am, because, you know yourself the best. Your angels know who you are too as well. So I put it in their hands and I said, whatever kind of background and person that you want to bring into my life, however he looks like or where he comes from, I don't care. I leave that up to you. I just want this type of love that I feel.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I got, yeah.
The feeling. Okay, so that's really cool. And I think that's something I want to reiterate, because I know with myself, I was married once to my, you know, my daughter's dad. It feels like 100 years ago, and I'm forever 21.
That's right.
Yeah, right. I had a birthday last week. And then the other thing is that, and you've helped me, you've been such a great teacher, working with the angels. So one of the things that, for me, you know, it's important that I put, you know, you put all your cards out on the table to the angels, to the guy, and then he really pursued you, right? That's important, the guy to pursue. For me, I want the same thing, the guy to pursue me, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah. I don't even remember how we, it was like we communicated over the internet, I think, and then we lost contact again. And, but the thing is like, we never have to lose confidence that the universe will always bring the right person to you, because, and it was my fault. I lost touch with him. I stopped responding to the emails, because I think I was busy with work. I got distracted with something in my life. It was work related. And then I lost my phone. So I lost his number. And then I felt like an idiot to contact him again. So I just left it alone. And then we reconnected, about 6 months later at a mutual friend's birthday party. So the universe, always will, you know, they'll bring people into your life in divine timing. And if I had seen him 6 months earlier, it might have been a different story, because I was not yet ready for a relationship because of all the work stuff that I was going through that I needed to take care of first. So
I remember that. That was some real challenging times for you. So let me ask you a question. I know that for myself, you know, as I said, I haven't been involved in a steady relationship, exclusive relationship, whatever you ever want to call it, since 2008. And I've enjoyed myself just dating different people, traveling, working, writing my book, doing other things. And but the one thing I concentrate on the feeling of love, right? And that's what I did. I've been working with my angels with it. And then I, you know, you put your cards out on the table to whoever you're, you know, you meet someone, and then they pursue you if they want you. If they don't, then the angels, God, yourself, your higher self, there's always someone better, right?
Or that's right. That's right.
Okay.
Good. And they will bring you someone better, you know, and there's nothing wrong with laying all your cards out on the table for someone, because you're being honest with yourself, honest with your feelings. And, you know, right. This is who you are. This is what you get. And, you know, and that takes a lot of courage to acknowledge your heart with someone.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Right. It does. And so, and that is amazing that you've been able to do that, because not a lot of people can. Not a lot of people can show up to somebody and say, this is what I'm about. This is my heart. And you can run with it or not. And that's important, because then it takes an equal amount of courage from the other person then to run with it. And when they do run with it, then it's worth it. Nothing that's worth it ever comes easy, you know? But it's like your own courage then calls for their courage. You know,
no, so. That's so good. So if they run with it, they're great, and it's meant to be. And if they don't, then so much for that, right? Because that's what I did. I put it out there. I'm like, and I was telling one of my best friends tonight, I was like, you know what? That I just want someone to pursue me. I don't have to pursue them and pursue me, because I think that I'm the total package. You're the total package. Linda's
right.
The total package. We just got to realize it, you know?
You are, and that's the key. When you know who you are and what you have to offer, you know you don't have to, you know what you're looking for. And so you can move on. And the universe will take that sign from you and say, okay, you know what? She knows she wants better than this. And they will bring you someone else better into your life. But if you sit there and you just wait, you know, a lot of people do that too. Nothing is going to change, you know. But you're different, because you know who you are. You know what you have to offer. And you know, the universe is really in tune with you. They'll say, okay, look, she's not going to wait. We're going to bring her someone else. And that happens
right.
too. But you have to be really sure about what you want and where you're at in your life. And you are very clear about that. So that is a total bonus.
Oh, that's so good. So I'm ready to get, and you have to be ready to be involved with someone and ready for that. And I think I am. I know that you are. And wow, what a journey, huh? And some of the angels, Archangel Michael, Archangel... Angus, and all the archangels, just check them out. And hey, listen, I think we're supposed to wrap it up, so it's been a pleasure doing the call tonight, even with the little glitches that we had. So
that's right, that was fun.
All right, thanks everybody, and angelcoaches.com, we've got classes on how to meet your twin soul, and classes how to develop your intuition, and classes on, and we have a free conference call every Tuesday night where you can learn how to manifest the love of your life, the job of your life, health choices, life choices. It's 308-344-6400. And the passcode is 918-787-pound. And it starts at 9:30 on Tuesday night. And it's on angelcoaches.com if you missed the number. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
All right, good night.